Yo, I just came back from a storm, dude. I had to go see what the right fit was, dude. Hello, and welcome to the Virtual Voices Podcast. I'm your host, Bleach Streaks, and today we're hosting with Poku. Poku is the hosting person that we are interviewing with. Not hosting, but we're also just chilling. Bing chilling. Yo, I hope you guys do enjoy this. Please leave a like, comment, subscribe. And if you have not, give some love and share to Poku as well. Please enjoy this, because we're going to be really, really, really fun. Ball. Here we go. All righty.
Nice,
Sue. All right, Poku, how you been? I haven't spoken to you for a little bit. It's been a while.
It's been a very long time. I'm doing great.
Doing great.
Just woke up too.
No, I ruined your morning. Just like, no, I have stuff to do today. I need to. Okay, podcast. Fuck. All right.
This is fine. I'm actually glad to do this because honestly, if I didn't have anything else to do besides doing this podcast, I'll probably just go back into Udemy, slay myself away.
That's how we all are sometimes. It's just like, you know what? The day is going to go by quicker if we just play in Udemy. And, you know, it's hard to go outside sometimes and just be like, man, I need to go touch some grass.
All right. You
know, I'm gonna go do that. I'll be right back.
All right, see you later.
Man, it's been almost a year or so since I think it's been a year. I'm not too sure. I'm pretty sure it's been a year. Personally, I'm still trying to remember on like where we met. I think we're gonna have to see what he tells me, and then I'll probably remember where we met at. Then
I feel like, if I can recall, it's definitely where I was still in the beginning stages of building the closet venue.
Really?
I'm pretty sure you were there at some point. Like, I don't know when exactly.
I think I do have some point of it to where like either Narshwal or Jazz was playing.
Narshwal was playing.
Sure there. Yeah, I did a lot of recordings for it. Oh yeah. I remember that. Let's see if we can do this. So,
hell yeah.
When did it start when you became a DJ?
This all started last year around July.
Last year? Oh my god.
Yeah, it's been a year now since I've been doing this, and it all started because of a friend of mine named Pencil. So
Pencil.
I was world hopping, just checking out different worlds like I usually do. This is like way before I was into the rave scene. So I stumbled upon this other world. I think it was at Slimefest actually when it was happening.
Oh man.
I met this guy named Pencil. Instantly, I see him going insanely like crazy. He was hyping everyone up. He was he was like full of energy, and I love the guy's vibe so much. And then I came up to him saying like, dude, your energy is on a whole nother level. I fucking love what you're doing right now.
Yes, I've been there in the beginning stage of everything of VR. Jesus.
I was gonna say like, and after, you know, talking to him and telling him like, what is this, because I was never familiar with the rave scene, so I was like, is this like a fun little event that's happening? He's like, oh yeah, this is like Slyfest. They do this like, you know, every year or so.
You're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Like, I was completely confused, like, what the fuck is Slyfest?
First, like, notice of the world, you're like, man, are we in SeaWorld? Are we in SeaWorld right now? What is there, a big whale tail? That was my first reaction of it, too.
Like, my reaction to it when I go into the world, I was like, why are there so many people in this one world? Like, I never seen this many people. Like, because usually when I go to worlds, like, there's like, what? Like, the public worlds that I go to, like, around 6 to 7 people in there. I'm like, seeing like more than 80 in an instance. It's like, holy shit.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
And yeah,
That's so sick just to hear about Slyfest. I remember going to the first one and just seeing a bunch of like people in this one little sandpit, and it was someone's birthday. It was someone's birthday. That's all I remember. Oh, cool. when I was going to Slyfest and just seeing like this world has like so, it's so pretty. It was so pretty just seeing how that world was, because there's a lot of stories with it too. And you know, like I don't know if we're gonna, hopefully we have that again about like where was Sly, because that was a cool bit. Everyone was freaking out like, where the hell is Sly? That was a fun one. That was really cool. But I never got a chance to see the story of it, but some people were really like, were in that moment just being like having a good time. So
yeah,
when you went into this, to the rave scene, how long were you, when you got into the rave scene, Slyfest was your first club, I guess, or Slyfest was your first, like,
I guess my Slyfest was my first interaction into the rave scene, but it wasn't my first club. The first club that I got into and stuck around with was Kawaii Till I Die, KTID. And this is where I come back to Penso, where he, like, I added him as a friend because he was like a nice guy to talk to, and he was showing me around Slyfest, and then he invited me to this world that I never seen before, never heard of. And then the group was called KTID. Yay. He invited me there. I checked it out. It was amazing. The vibe was incredible. Yay. Everyone's going crazy.
Yes.
I love every single like bit of it. So I asked him, like, is there like a Discord server to this, you know, this group? He said yes. He invited me, and I stuck around for like a few months. And then later on, I was kind of getting into, like, I wanted to do like DJing. Like, I wanted to make something. I wanted to provide, you know, this kind of energy towards the audience. So I got my first controller late July last year. So I started like to practice a little bit, you know, just trying to get the rhythm of it. And I asked one of the owners named Duck, and I asked him, like, hey, I got something that I've been working on. I kind of want to, like, you know, give this to the audience if it's possible. Like, show him the mix. He loved it. I got on, and honestly, it was like that first show that I did there was like probably life changing for me.
Oh man, it's always the first show that gets you pumped up, because yeah, like from that moment, I mean, heck, you know what's funny is, like, I've seen a lot of DJs before, they can have a small little crowd of all their friends and they want to perform bigger crowds, and that's what kind of brings in that empathy to yourself of, like, when you get more people and more involved, you get more inspired, and it always resolves to something bigger and better. And you know, when you finally hit that move to where I want to make music, it takes a course of it, and from there it just takes you on that journey of just creativity and what brings you to the journey of your music, I guess, career, or something you're really talented at, or a hobby. It's really nice sometimes to see, like, creators and also DJ, new coming DJs, to be on this platform, and it's just an inspiration to see that, like, Poku definitely has that commitment to making that happen. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. It's always cool to see, like, you know, oh, Poku's a world creator and he's a DJ. Put that together, ready to go. It's always a combination of just so many things, like, oh yeah, you know, I'm a DJ, a world creator, like just a bunch of just the list goes on, and you can be anything you want to be, and just as long as you set your mind to it, that's what matters. But go on.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, you, Johan. Sorry,
I'm just. Oh man, I forgot right now. I was gonna say, like, how did you start when? Okay, so you got into. You got into the music scene. You got your first club that you actually got into. I mean, God, I'm sorry.
No worries.
you got into the music scene. You finally performed your first ever set, and it was at the club. When you got into music, how did that start? How did that start getting into music?
It all started, I guess, like during high school. Whenever I go into, you know, heading home, I always love listening to music. Ever since, like my first ever ever song that I ever listened to that is in EDM was Skrillex.
Yes, it's always the Skrillex or Deadmau5. It's always Skrillex or Deadmau5. It's always there. It's always there.
I know. Listen, when I first listened to what was that? Pretty sure it was called Bangarang. When I first
Let's go.
I just love the energy and love, like the hype of it. It's just something that I love doing. And ever since then, I always, you know, keep listening to certain songs or similar to it. And I always thought to myself, like, maybe one day I'll probably do something like this, hopefully producing it, which I am trying to do soon as well.
Mm-hmm. That's what you intake your creativity on. And when you bring the imagination to it, you have to really kind of, I guess some people won't really do this because some people just kind of want to have their own take on just like, oh, I'm a creator that could make music and I follow my own stuff. But really it's about too is it's really about how you can really inspire yourself of seeing what other people have for genres of music.
Yeah, the inspiration.
Inspiration is not bad either. It's just you might have someone that you might look up to. You might have someone that you might look up to that you can build that creativity to make it better, to bring what you think is either can be a remix or a whole song that you've created that was inspired or something. And, you know, everything revolves around the whole situation of just creating something. You make something to create it, and, you know, inspiring yourself is really hard to just be like, yeah, I mean, some people won't own it because, you know, they don't want to get like, oh, so you got, I feel like someday someone's going to be like, oh, so you got inspired with my music and you created this. Shouldn't this be mine?
Oh, my God.
It's so dumb. But no, it's just funny to me because when you've been on your own for so long on like content creation and other stuff, you kind of just kind of like be like, oh, yeah, I'm by myself. I don't care. I don't need to have someone as inspired for me and stuff. But I'm like, you know what, dude, like, the tools are here to give you what you can for new coming music, new coming worlds. It gives you the tools to bring you what you can. And you have to take that inspiration and bring it to the canvas and to fucking make the YouTube videos or make the music come alive. And, you know, you just need to find an outlet of just getting inspired and bringing that emotional. Why I say emotional, because that's what we all want to bring to music worlds and just content creation in general, because that's what you want to pursue, is bringing that inspiration to the person that's watching it or the individual. So when you got into come back to life. Okay,
there
cool.
There you go. Well, okay.
So when you got your inspiration for music and Bangarang was a big hit, you know, I remember listening to that and just telling myself like, damn, this is insane. And just hearing this music just gets me. It was how mine started was I was listening to Bangarang and then a Deadmau5 and just it got the list up, Virtual Riot, and just started to get all like here and there. And just one day Bangarang just popped up while it was raining and I just started like riding my bike like, this is so sick, this is crazy. Just having that just dumb like energy, like, man, that was awesome. That was awesome back in high school with that kind of that lineup of just energy. So when you started listening to other genres of music, of Skrillex and of dubstep and R&B and all that music and stuff, what was your first song that you released or made as a mix?
So I guess, are you trying to say what song or what set?
Just kind of like what kind of set? So you're only a DJ, right? You don't create music. You just mix music. Right?
Yep, I mix music.
So what was?
So the first, I guess, genre that I play was definitely dubstep and rhythm, and that's been that for a few months. Like as I was like progressing into the scene more and more, and the further I got into the scene, I started listening to other DJ sets and with different genres that got my interest, of course, and made me want to like actually, you know, spin that kind of music. So I started getting into Jersey Club. I started getting into Jungle, D&B, all these amazing genres that I just enjoyed listening to, IDM, like all of it. And it's funny too, because like I say that now because I haven't really played a lot of what I used to play. It's more of Jersey and then Jungle, a little bit footwork. It's just, I guess that's just my, I guess what you say. It's more of my style now.
Hey, I mean, you have to guide yourself to what you can for at least like, you have to take that walk. That walk is going to get crazier as you go, because when you take the journey of that walk, you'll see so many new things that you've never seen. And that way you've opened yourself up to a bigger step. So you kind of guided yourself to either run faster, you know, and you finally made it to where you feel like you're comfortable, but you can always just bring yourself to another stand and just start guiding yourself up, pushing yourself to be better and make better music and bring in the music. And now you're here just always making new things happen. Now that's awesome. Okay. Even bring yourself to that kind of like creativity. It's so sick. Mm-hmm. So what brought you into VR chat?
Surprisingly, you know, I'm pretty sure everyone has the same answer. It's because of the pandemic, really. Since the pandemic happened.
mine was just, I found it on the internet and I was like, hey, I'm gonna play this game and see how this works. But no, like I've heard a lot of people just go from the pandemic, because that's a reliable like answer to talk about, because we didn't have anything to do. We didn't have anything that we can, like, we can't work. We were staying at home, and, you know, we had to find work as much as we can, because if we don't, we're going to lose our jobs and stuff. But you couldn't do anything at that point. So you might as well make the best of it and just go on a VR chat. Socialize the shit. No, but that's really how, I guess, some people were kind of like, just, yeah, I got into this game because of this. And it kind of guided a lot of individuals to like this other scene. And, you know, like it's really nice sometimes to see that, oh yeah, I just got a Quest headset and I'm here to see what comes in the store. And, you know, like the first reaction is like, oh, I'm so excited, you know, and it's great to hear. But some people were just like, yeah, this game's dumb. Yeah, you know, sometimes because it's like, well, you've never really experienced what it is on the other side of VR, is the rave scene or a community that you actually like are accepted, or something that's like really funny, that's like funny as in, I'm sorry, we'll scratch that. But no, sometimes I'm saying things that shouldn't be said and it's weird. But yeah, like we all start at a point in, you know, from like a video that we saw, or maybe you just randomly supposedly just went to VR one day and just saw a game that's like VR chat and you just went into it and don't know what you're doing. And then some people step into that metaverse and just see like, wow, this is so cringe, or this is so cool. You know?
Yeah.
And that's what everyone kind of puts everyone's selves into this game, because we all start somewhere, everyone. And you know, if you don't start now, then you won't know what the future is of not touching grass. So when you started getting into VR chat, what was like your first, I guess, like, how did you, where did you start from? Did you start from the Black Cat? Like, where'd you come from?
Oh, I actually started from, I think it was called Me Room.
Me Room. Like, ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
And that's, I remember getting on and I'm just seeing chaotic. Just a bunch of like screaming and nonsense. I don't even know what was going on at the point. But I do remember a friend of mine who was in that world, because originally he was the one who told me to get VR. Like, he's like, hey, you should definitely look into this if you like to, you know, have like a new experience in life, whatever. I was like, sure, I'll buy a headset, see what this is all about. He brought me to this world called the Me Room, and obviously, like I've said before, it was just chaotic, but it was funny as hell too.
The Me Room's always a vast of just crazy individuals.
It's funny. And I remember meeting this random person who was just helping us actually like work with the system, because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing with the menus and everything. So it was nice of them to like actually show me around and how things work. But yeah, my first experience was pretty interesting for sure.
It was
definitely a fun time.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
See, man, I need coffee.
No worries.
Sorry. Need some more. It's always a start with the meeting room and stuff, and it's kind of funny seeing how like everyone kind of guided themselves to where they're at now. And How long did that take to kind of get you into the rave scene?
Wow. So I guess I got into VR around March, and It took me about, I guess, about 2 to 3 months to really get into the rave scene. Only because like while I was exploring worlds and checking out this, I also wanted something new, because usually when I explore worlds, like in my head, I want to see if there's anything interesting going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whether if it's a public instance or not, I just want something happening. So again, this goes all the way back to where I met Pencil, and when I first met him, I saw his energy, I saw a bunch of people having fun, and it's just like, this is the kind of stuff I enjoy. Like, I like having a good time, and this is the reason why I bought a headset, because I want to do something besides just like sit around all day.
No doubt. You want to create something that's kind of like yours, and you want to make something out of it. And you know, If you're here to enjoy yourself with all these clubs, you might as well make a stand of just making your own club. That's what you want to partake on, and that's awesome to see that like you want to take a step of that, because some people won't. Some people will just kind of just enjoy the clubs, and you know, at the end of the day, like you're making a point of just, you want to make something badass for everyone to enjoy. Because all of us are here to enjoy ourselves, you know, but it's very fast paced. Some people will just kind of just, some people will just say to themselves, they're not good at this. And I'm like, well, it's because you didn't take a chance to just do something you want to do. And you want to make a club, you want to make something out of it. Then you got to remember, you have to take those steps to the building blocks of VR chat life. You know, oh man, I can think of so many memes. So many memes. It's so bad. What do we have for time? Right now? All right, it's almost 30. Okay, cool. All right. So when you got Pencil into this mix of just you, him getting his frantic energy for you, and when was your first club? How was your first club?
I guess the first club, which was KTD, it went my first club. Sorry. I got that question mixed up.
Your first club. You're good.
For my first club, it all started with a friend of mine named Jojo, who was in the KTAD group. So I talked to her about, like, you know, I want to create something as well. Like, I want to do something that probably no one really has experienced, which is kind of impossible, because I feel like everyone has experienced so many things in VR.
Everyone has experienced it.
Yeah, it's just hard to create, like, a unique style sometimes. Yeah.
Because you think that, like, you're not the only one that's not creating things, you know?
And yeah.
It's great, but it's like, it feels like a competitive, like, I guess, kind of playground. You got to like be better or something, like to feel good about your own club. You got to make yourself feel like no one's ever done this. It takes a lot out of you sometimes.
It
does take a lot when it gets to that. Yeah.
And it's hard to like find these unique things, because like I feel like everyone that I know I've encountered has done the stuff that I originally want to do. It's like, oh man, you've already done this, I want to try something else now, because I don't know, it's just something that, like, if I want to bring something into the scene, I want someone to be like, wow, I actually never thought anyone would ever do this in VR. But that's it's kind of hard to do something like that, because again, everyone has creative mind, everyone's doing insane things in VR chat, which is fucking awesome.
I love seeing the aesthetically pleasing worlds, and to see like how mm-hmm. simple you can make your world can be a very big, I guess, ego to some people because of how simple it is, you know? Like, yeah. like if you have something simple in a world, people will probably freak out of how, like, either it could be a funny meme or it could be an inspiration. Because I look for simplicity when it comes to just making worlds and stuff, and I try to, like, bring my mindset to what's going to make every theme of what I can think of unique. You know, it can either be a realistic yeah. thing or maybe something that's going to be very, very different. And we always want to make it different. But, you know, a lot of angels have this mindset of just what can you bring to the table that everybody will enjoy?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what it comes to where with my first club, I noticed this one comes to Shelter, actually, when they started to, this is like all the way back to the, I guess, like the old Shelter venue. I forgot what it's called. I think yes. it's like Shelter 2.0. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good club. I love that club. A lot of memories.
And I loved it so much. This is actually when Virtual Riot was performing which was fucking awesome.
yes. I literally, oh man, it was so much fun seeing those memories.
It was a lot of fun.
And I miss it. I miss it so much.
And then this is where I was trying to say, like, when they started using this shader, these shader effects, that really brought me into the scene more in Shelter, like experience something that you don't normally experience in, you know, in real life. Like mm-hmm. something like that is actually fun and crazy. It gives you, I don't know, like more of a reason to come back, like hyped right. up. Yeah.
You have a potential.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's where I came to my first club. Cause like, I want to do something like that with the shaders. Like I want to mess around with it with Mochi shaders and have these crazy effects. And that's where I started with the closet. I built the venue. I started to add these shaders in, but I messed around a little bit, like tweak it here and there to have more of a intense effect.
Right. You have to make the intense effects worthwhile sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you got to guide yourself to what you can achieve. And, you know, you achieve that. You achieve the Shelter inspiration. I just loved the intro. When you press the button, it would just pop up the logo. That. Oh my God. Yes.
I love the animation. That,
that animation
that
just
world.
Made me just, oh, I know it's a, I know it's very like, oh man, just the 3D look of it was just very cool. Cause it looks like push a button here. And it was funny because everyone didn't know where that, like, how do you get inside the club? And it was like, well, just push this button here. It's just some new users would be like, where the fuck am I?
No, trust me, I was here. Like that as well because I got in there. I was like, I'm confused where I'm supposed to go. And then I noticed there was like a Shelter sign behind that you're supposed to click. I was like, oh shit.
Right. I think we all go into some clubs and sometimes we have to dumbify the club so much that people are like, they got to see the sign and be like, where is the button? Do I go inside the club and I need to find it or else I am going to be stuck here? And sometimes mm-hmm. you got to go out to like get out of the map. I've seen someone just go out of the map just to just kind of get in the club. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing? And he's just like, well, I'm out of the map and I can't find the button. Like, bro, the button's like right here. Oh, that makes sense. Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, but no, the Shelter's a good show. Shelter's a good club to go to. And I really miss the fact that like the old Shelters. I first started off from Loner and Shelter, the collaboration mm-hmm. of it. And that's how I only know Loner. I thought Loner was literally just a place where like mirror dwellers lose.
Oh my God.
Because Loner was just like, is this a place where you like literally like start thinking about life of how much of a loner you are? It's so dumb because I was like, wow, this is a weird club. And I'm like, where the fuck am I? And then I realized there was like little posters, I think, and I was like, what the fuck? This is cool. And then I go in it and I'm just like, oh my God, this is not what you see. This is not what you see. And it was an inspiration to me because I wanted to upgrade myself to bringing more what I can to like going into club scenes. And so I did. I went to club scenes and you know, I kind of impact myself to bringing what everyone should be into is an environment of who you think you who you are, an environment who you think who you are with that accept you. And the rave scene does have that potential of just bringing that kind of community together, because then you realize, oh, there's more clubs. There's way more clubs than what everyone knows. And just like, hey, I'm gonna bounce a DDVR or something like that. You know, just so much more. And then there's a lot of things in this social platform that can be realized. Is there's so much what you can expect when you've been here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're a newbie, like some people are, there's so much like potential that you can create. And, you know, like, there's a lot of, I guess, self-motivation that you can bring yourself to the table of learning these new things and bringing this new talent that you've never seen in yourself. And you tend to build up more stuff. And, you know, you never know. you probably will become a DJ or a world creator, and you'll find out what your outlet is to bringing what you can to the spectrum of the metaverse, you know. And that's where the community helps out with it. And also, you'll never know what you can guide yourself into to something probably bigger than what you expected.
Yeah.
So, I think that's pretty much it for. Do you have one more questions? Are you good?
No, I think I'm great. This is honestly been a fun podcast.
nice. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna probably say one more question. And then end it. So when you got into the first club scene, which was
let's see. When I got into the first club scene, I was trying to say like how was I like impacted on
like what was your first club again?
Oh, my first club. It was Kawaii Till I Die. So KTID. So
when you went to Kawaii Till I Die, what was like? When you went in there and stuff, I'm pretty sure you were like freaking out. But like, what did you not expect?
What did I not expect? Honestly, I didn't really have anything to suspect. The only thing in my mind was like, all right, I'm going into this club. Obviously, I'm gonna suspect music and people dancing around.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have any high expectations, really. It's just something that I was excited to just go straight right in. Just like, I want to hear the music, I want to see what's going on, I just want to like go straight right in.
Gotcha. And when you got into these clubs, what was going through your mind of just when you went all through these clubs, what was going through your mind of just thinking about how you can make a difference?
Yeah, and like literally when I got into the club, like in my mind, I was thinking like, wow, like this is something that I kind of want to do like on my own or with friends. Like I want to create this experience too. Like I want to bring in people and show like, hey, like we could all do this together. We could all make a difference when it comes to like creating a club scene or, you know, making music, regardless what it is and, you know, whatever your goal is when you're in the rave scene. Like, I just wanted to show that it's just hard to explain because like there's so many things I could say here that
what could you bring to the table of as a DJ but also as a world creator?
As a DJ, I guess what I could bring it is just have fun when you're mixing. Like I feel like most people are having maybe some like weird high expectations, like, oh, maybe if I play this certain genre, they might like it. Like just do not care about what anyone's gonna like. If you enjoy it, and I'm pretty sure there's always gonna be that one person who's gonna like what you play. Always.
Always.
So always feel free to do what you like. As a DJ, like I always thought in my head, like I'm not gonna really care as much. Well, I do, yes and no. It's like it's kind of like one of the yes and no kind of thing. It's like, yes, I do care, but no, I don't mind as much if people are not enjoying it. Like gotcha. Some people will, some people won't. It is okay. What it is.
No, it is.
As a And as work, oh, sorry, were you gonna say?
No, go on. Go on. I'm letting you talk.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, as a world creator, I don't know, it's kind of hard because, like, when I build my worlds, my idea when it comes to world is simple, literally simplicity. Just something simple.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yes. Like, that's why you don't see any really textures in my world, nothing like that, nothing too crazy. It's just
simple. It's the lights, like, it's the colors that bring those, it brings the world to life, because I've seen some worlds out there that are kind of too much, and I'm just like, whoa. Egypt's pretty gnarly, and I love Egypt, and that was actually a really cool club. It changes the meshes of the world, and it makes the world kind of like all sequential as one like world, and it makes different textures and meshes, and I'm like, oh my god, this is insane. So
like all these oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I keep on interrupting. Gosh, I'm just,
no,
you're good.
Was gonna say, like, when I see these awesome, like, insane, like, intense worlds, like, I guess that's another reason why I like to create worlds too, but I feel like when I see these insane worlds, like, you know, what if I do not something similar, but more like if I could just make it more simple and sort see simple. How people like feel about it, you know?
Yeah.
And surprisingly, a lot of people have actually enjoyed what I create, because I guess one of my worlds that I recently released in public is called Interlink, which is the most simplest like world I ever created. Just literally nothing but a rectangle box room, some grass, plants, the couch, and TV, and a mirror. And I guess it's always, when it comes to worlds, you always got to get the right lighting. I think that's what
the lighting is
draws more people. Yeah.
The lighting,
I think,
is what
it's
it
always
is.
The lighting.
That lighting makes everyone feel a certain way that brings that to the emotional standpoint of making the music feel better, making your avatar look good and feel good. And, you know, from everything like this, as well as a music and content, I mean, from a music creator, a world creator, you have to find your genre of what can make your world even better by creating a simple, like, I guess, an outlet to inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, because you can be very complex, but I feel like when being complex, you need to find what you want that's going to be a simple format, and then you build off that format to make it look good. It can be very complex, but you need to make it where, if you want to be an underground DJ, you have to make sure it looks like an underground DJ. I mean, you don't have to follow that if you don't want to, but it makes the atmosphere, make it look cooler and make it better, either with the lighting of how dark it can be or of how things look. But the lighting is what kind of makes the world look kind of the atmospheric way of what you can create as a world creator, and the music as well. You know, I'm just pushing it out there, is that, like, you're here to create something that's going to give potential to the world, its meaning, and also for the music around and the people around you, because it just really depends on what you can create as a person that is really multi-talented on things. So
yeah,
it makes especially Poku's dream of what he can create so imaginable to a lot of individuals. So I hope you guys really enjoy this podcast. Poku on the mix. We're here at the Virtual Voices. I'm your host, Bleach Streaks. Go into the link description to find out more what we talk about, because the Patreon is here. Cool, yo.
Awesome.
Yeah. But okay, so probably two more questions and then that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I think I've already said this, but what do you think is the most hardest point of your life that you've experienced when creating worlds or making music?
When it comes to, I guess, for music wise, it's definitely learning the audience and what it into, what kind of atmosphere you're trying to bring into the, you know, into the scene. When it comes to music, I guess I have a certain way of trying to make a story, pretty much, like, and anyone who creates a set, they're always trying to make a story, right? And with me, my story is I like to startup intense. I don't want people riled up, you know, having fun, going crazy. And then in the middle, towards it, like going and slowing down. And obviously towards the end, calming down. Everyone is feeling emotional, feeling alive. Yeah, wow, this has just been an experience. Like, you know, and everyone always had their own story, how they want to start it, how they want to end it. And that's where that's what I love doing with my mix.
You make that emotional connection with everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You always got to, like, that's what I love doing. Like, I want to make an emotional connection towards someone in the audience. Like, it doesn't have to be everyone. It could be just that one person. And if I make that, you know, personal connection with that one person with my set, then I feel like I accomplished my set. I feel like I've done the journey of it.
That's what we all want in our expectation of just making something that we like. And, you know, for me as a content creator, it does get to that point where you have to open up your surroundings of finding what new assets are available and also new YouTube videos and tutorials, what you can make your videos better for everything. And, you know, like, however you story plot your blocks, story block your videos or your worlds or your music, you have to find what you can bring to this understanding of what people can see. That's what we all want to create for the audience, is that kind of, that role, what we want to play is an inspiration for everyone. And so when bringing the content together with music and as a world creator, how long did this take for you as when you started to know?
Let's see. So usually when I create these sets, it usually takes me about a few days. Only because, like, I don't want...
I meant as when you started from a world creator to a music creator, how long ago when you started this? That's what I meant.
Sorry.
But I was going to let you go on, but I was like, I don't know if this would make sense for, like...
No. It's totally fine. I misread the
whole thing. Sometimes I gotta... Don't worry. I'm like that too. I gotta mm-hmm. be like, oh, wait, hold on. I gotta do this again. But yeah, where did you... how long ago did you start?
How long ago? Let's see. So... fuck, how long ago was it really? I guess when I started with the real stuff, it was last year in September.
Last year in September. Ooh.
Yeah. So where I started to get too into this world creation is because of a friend of mine who, again, goes back to quite like that. His name is Mystery. He shows me all his like world creations and what he's working on. And every time when I see him working on something on Unity, I was like, what if I could do this? I want to try something with this world as well. So one day I was like, fuck it, let's just try something. And I asked Mr. Reed for help, of course, because like, I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, you're good. I was the same way.
I was like super clueless. Like, what does what? Unity was like, I don't know.
A new outlet to what you never used. That's funny. We've all been there.
It was insane to work with, but I'm glad I had him by my side. And
this was a year ago?
Yeah, this was last year. I was just like trying to learn the steps of Unity. And I'm glad he was there by my side, like teaching me each like tool, each way to make things more interesting and fun. And I'm really happy for that, because if it wasn't for him, honestly, I wouldn't think I wouldn't make any kind of worlds.
Right? We always find the outlet to what we can achieve. And, you know,
yeah,
inspiration is what you can see that someone else can make. And then asking questions is what you can definitely put yourself into. And so with that, what brought you to me? How long ago did you make music when you started?
It was about, I started around late July towards like beginning of August. Man, in so 2021.
Oh my God. This was like two years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I'm cringing, cause I've been here for almost 2 years, and it's just, oh man, there's just so much I could say with everything about this whole music scene. And, you know, everyone has a different kind of take on this. You find your outlet to what you can achieve. You bring yourself into the shoes of what you can create by inspiring yourself into other people's shoes. of how simple their maps are, of how crazy cool and amazing how these worlds can be, you have the potential of what you can create by your content and your skill of just what you did for your learning of just knowing what you can create is what some people want to achieve. So I'm pretty sure some people are inspired by your maps, that people come to the closet room and experience there's the journey to what people like about this map. I'm pretty sure you get a bunch of people that love your map all the time, right?
Yeah, and then I'm really like, what it makes me more happy is when they come up to me personally and like really feel inspired and they feel like they belong here, because that's like what I always try to create when it comes to that, not only just for like the map, but it's also for the club as well, for the atmosphere. I want people to feel welcome. I want people to feel like hey, like welcome to the club,
like welcome to the
feel
club.
Free to be who you are, just don't be a creep. That's all I ask.
No creeps allowed here. We are here to enjoy ourselves, especially
just a safe environment. That's all I
safe
want.
Safe environment is what we all want to kind of create, and that's what we as the individuals that play this game, that give ourselves the inspiration of finding a home, finding that home to what we can, I guess, put ourselves into this role of like acceptance and what we all want to be into, and bringing that club of yours gets a lot of people into that kind of mentality of I am here because I am enjoying my time with Poku and a bunch of friends. So that's gonna be I could talk for hours about this, huh? But anyway, dude, I've had times, bro, where I'm like, okay, we need to stop talking about this because I know we can talk about it for hours and stuff. But anyway, yo, guys, I hope you guys did enjoy. Oh, man. Keep posing for days. I did. Oh, my goodness. I don't know why, but my trackers are dead, but I'm going to end this off.
Oh, no.
No wonder my leg was acting up. Okay. Okay, 3, 2, 1. I hope you guys did enjoy this, guys. This is Poku, really good friend of mine. Definitely somebody that you guys should look into if you want to look for inspiration that brings yourself into the environment of what they have created with their music as well. Look at Poku. Here's their social media platforms. Check it out. This is something that somebody should look into if you guys are getting into the virtual reality, to see what you can achieve, especially for the talents you've seen everywhere about people that made videos and stuff, and see how you can be part of these communities. And they do have a Discord.
Yes, I do.
They do have Discord. It's right here. It's right there. It's right here. These are communities that you guys should see. You know, we don't talk about it enough about anywhere, especially in public spaces or anything, because we are here consolidated into a community that people will accept us and accept who we are as individuals, that bring ourselves to a bigger mindset of bringing these clubs that they make to you guys, that you guys dance to. So I hope you guys do enjoy this. Poku, this is the Virtual Voices Podcast. I'm your host, Bleach Streaks, and I will see you guys later to the next one on episode 11. I'm still figuring that out. But yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
I need to go take a piss. All right.
That was really fun. I enjoyed it.
Logics, where are you?
Dude, Logic. I'm right over here.
Whoa. What the fuck, dude? Holy shit.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, where the fuck are we, dude?
We are in the boiler room, dude.
Yo. Show me the place?
Yeah, sure. Come on.